If a murderer of my wife runs into a crowd of people and the only weapon I have is a grenade, then am I justified to throw the grenade to kill him? Supposedly, this is an analogy to warfare in terms of innocent casualties dying in warfare. Well, there are a lot of issues here. First of all, there is no local analogy to warfare. The whole way in which you treat criminals is different than how you treat countries that attack you. Warfare is different than policing, completely different. I'll explain why in a minute. But secondly, the whole analogy is wrong. If a murderer has already killed your wife and is running away, yeah, you do not have a right to throw a grenade. You call the police. That's what police are for. You call the police and they hunt him down and they prosecute him. We live in a civilized place. For that matter, you shouldn't take out a gun and shoot him if you're going to kill some innocents on the way. If he's running from you, you call the police, they arrest him, they catch him. That's what it means to have a government, to have a police force to whom you've delegated the right of self-defense. Now, if he's running towards you with a gun and he's shooting and he's going to kill you or your wife, right? Then you're justified in throwing the grenade. Then you don't have time to call the police. It's an emergency. Your only responsibility at that moment is to defend your own life. And in defending your own life, you have to kill this guy, and if innocent people die, that is incredibly tragic, but it's his fault, not yours. Okay, now let's get to the difference between foreign policy or warfare and police. In a state where you have a government and you have a police force, the state is responsible for protecting the individual rights of everybody in that state. Therefore, there are clear procedures in terms of when somebody is a suspect, what suspicion means, when you can arrest them, how you can question them, what kind of penalties are just or unjust, what does it mean to prove beyond any doubt that somebody is guilty or not, there are juries, there's a trial. There's a whole criminal procedure because the idea here is that the government's responsibility is to protect the rights of its citizens. That's its job. And therefore, we build in all these protections to make sure that our government doesn't violate our rights. We have no jurisdiction over other countries. We have no responsibility for the rights of other people. They have rights, but their rights are the responsibility of their government. So let's take some ridiculous hypothetical in which Mexico attacks us tomorrow. The rights of Mexican citizens are the responsibility of the Mexican government. They are not the responsibility of Americans. The responsibility of the American government is to protect the rights of its citizens. So there is no procedure then when we go and figure out who to kill in Mexico in order to protect American citizens because they're bombing us, right? They're lobbing missiles into El Paso and into San Diego from the Mexican side. We have no responsibility to the citizens of Mexico at that point. We can tell the Mexican government, stop this or your people will die. Your responsibility is to protect them. So stop it, because otherwise you are putting your citizens in harm's way. And if the Mexican government doesn't do that, then we have to do whatever is necessary to stop the attacks on America. Now, that doesn't mean you gratuitously kill whomever. It means you do what is necessary to protect your citizens. And if that means that innocents on the Mexican side die, then they die. The responsibility of protecting them is not yours. The responsibility of protecting them is Mexico's. As long as they're in Mexican territory, they're the responsibility of the Mexican government. And protecting their rights are their responsibility. If we had jurisdiction over Mexico, if Mexico was part of America, right, then whoever was lobbing those missiles, yes, then they would be afforded all the protections of the law, and then you would send the police in, figure out who was. But you can't do that in Mexico. I can't send the FBI across the border. I can't send the police force to figure out who's guilty and who's innocent and how do we do this, because it's not my jurisdiction. I don't have authority in Mexico. So my only mechanism, the only way, is to go in and kill whoever is necessary to kill in order to stop the violence against them. I don't have the time. The responsibility of the U.S. government is to protect the lives and property of American citizens, not the lives and property of Mexican citizens. Again, it doesn't mean that we should ignore them. We should be frivolous. We should indiscriminately kill them. But if they die as a consequence of our trying to defend themselves, that is the responsibility of the Mexican government because they didn't prevent the violence against us.